Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 19th. We'll tell you about the statewide races voters are deciding today that could end up being significant nationwide. Also, a historic step to ban asbestos in the U.S. that's long been linked to serious health problems. Plus, we're talking about a new initiative meant to close the gender gap in healthcare, the largest game show in history that was just announced, and spring has sprung, almost. What to know about the spring equinox today? Those stories and more news next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's primary day for several more states. Of course, the presidential race is pretty much decided since both President Biden and former President Trump have already secured enough delegates to clinch their party's nominations. But there are more races down the ballot that are worth paying attention to. For example, in Ohio, Republicans will decide who will take on Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. And in both Ohio and Illinois, voters are picking candidates in races that are expected to be competitive and could ultimately decide the balance of power in Washington. And in California's 20th congressional district, there will be a special primary to determine who might take over the rest of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's current term. Voters will also be headed to the polls today in Arizona, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, and Missouri, and will vote in a mix of state and local races. They'll also get to choose their party's presidential nominee, even if their votes might not make quite the impact they would have a few months ago. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has now officially banned the last kind of asbestos that's still being used in the U.S. Chrysotile asbestos, also known as white asbestos, will no longer be able to be used, manufactured, or imported into the U.S. It's used in roofing materials, textiles, and cement, as well as automotive parts, chlorine bleach, and more. But it's been linked to lung cancer and mesothelioma. This now finalized rule bans imports right away, but it does allow up to 12 years for companies to phase out the use of asbestos in manufacturing, depending on the facility. And that comes after some manufacturers came forward saying they needed the extra time to convert their facilities that are crucial to many parts of American life. Still, some health groups say that's an unnecessarily long transition. They're also upset that some other kinds of asbestos are still allowed to be imported as long as the EPA gets a heads up. Either way, this marks the first time since 1989 the federal government has moved to significantly restrict the toxic material. White asbestos specifically has already been banned in nearly 60 other countries. Now, it's worth noting, former President Trump was against banning asbestos, so if he were to win another term in office, he could potentially roll back or weaken this ban, though that legal process could take years. President Biden has now spoken directly to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time in a month. As you know, this comes in the face of rising tensions over the war in Gaza. Biden apparently voiced deep concerns over Israel's plans to expand the war into Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians are taking shelter with nowhere else to go. Netanyahu has said he has already approved plans for a Rafah operation to destroy Hamas battalions there. But on the call, Netanyahu did agree to send a senior delegation of military leaders to Washington, D.C. to discuss an alternative strategy. The delegation is expected to arrive later this week or early next week. Separately, Israeli and Hamas officials began a key round of negotiations yesterday over a hostage deal that could lead to a 6-week pause in fighting in Gaza. So, to be continued. The U.S. government has started evacuating Americans out of Haiti in the face of ongoing gang violence and political instability. The State Department has already told U.S. citizens to get out, but regular commercial flights are no longer flying. So it sent a charter flight, which took dozens of Americans to Miami, Florida this week. But at least several hundred more U.S. citizens are still stuck. So more rescue missions are already on the way from the U.S. government and from nonprofit organizations. Separately, the U.S. military has already flown in extra forces to boost security and evacuate non-essential personnel out of the embassy in Port-au-Prince. In an interview with CBS News, the UNICEF executive director compared the situation in Haiti to the movie Mad Max that depicts a chaotic, post-apocalyptic future. Millions of Americans could be dealing with one of the last big winter storms of the season. Over the next couple of days, it's bringing snow to major cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, Wisconsin for the first time in weeks. The storm system could eventually move into parts of the Northeast by the end of the week, bringing a chance of snow to places like Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo and Syracuse, New York. Temperatures are also forecast to dip below freezing across much of the Deep South this morning. In fact, 24 million people from Texas to North Carolina are now under a freeze warning. That said, the cold snap is not expected to last long. It's expected to get gradually warmer as we get into the middle of the week. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Honeylove. Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Okay, now back to the news. Welcome to spring. The vernal equinox arrives today, marking the start of the spring season for the Northern Hemisphere. It means the sun will be directly over the equator tonight. It's also the tipping point for when our days will finally have at least as much daylight as darkness. Today, we'll have about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. After that, the sun will just keep setting later and later until June. Of course, everything is the opposite for the Southern Hemisphere. South of the equator, today marks the beginning of fall, and the days will start to grow shorter from here on out. Well, President Biden signed an executive order meant to boost women's health research. Women's health has actually long been underfunded and understudied. For most of medical history, scientific study was based almost entirely on men. And even today, research does not usually track differences between women and men and doesn't represent women equally, even for illnesses that are more common to them. Well, President Biden says the executive order will help change that. It directs agencies to develop and strengthen research and data standards to close the gender gaps in clinical trials and care. In one of the specifics, it calls for comprehensive research related to women's midlife health, studying conditions likely to happen after menopause, like rheumatoid arthritis and heart attacks. The National Institutes of Health is also launching a $200 million effort around menopause, the treatment of menopausal symptoms, and more. And President Biden is asking Congress for another $12 billion that would go to a women's health research fund at the NIH and a national network of women's research centers. The White House says there's reason to believe it will get support from both sides of the aisle. Artificial intelligence could end up helping the federal government with some of its most important priorities. Think immigration, trafficking investigations, and disaster relief. The Department of Homeland Security is rolling out three pilot programs worth $5 million. So, for example, investigators hope AI will more quickly summarize investigative reports. That way, it will hopefully help detect fentanyl-related networks and identify perpetrators and victims of child exploitation. Through it all, DHS promises to make sure the AI is rigorously tested to avoid bias, privacy violations, and other harms. The department will use AI models like OpenAI's ChatGPT to help with the new tests. It's also partnering with Anthropic, Meta, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. TikTok's new creator rewards program seems to be geared toward competing with YouTube. The details were all announced this week. To qualify for payments, a creator's video must be more than a minute long. The company also says it will assign a search value to qualified videos based on what other users are searching for on the app. Other factors that impact the size of a creator's payout include originality, video watch time, and how often users like, share, or comment on a post. To qualify, creators must be at least 18, have at least 10,000 followers, and 100,000 views in the past month. Some creators say they like these terms, that the search value makes it easier for them to tailor their videos to what's trending. But others have told Business Insider they don't like them, since they say the app's recommended search phrases have, at times, pushed false or sensational topics. Either way, the program is live now. A popular YouTube series from an influencer known as Mr. Beast is now being turned into a bona fide game show. Beast Games was ordered a series by Amazon Prime Video this week. It will pit 1,000 contestants against each other in contests similar to Mr. Beast's YouTube challenges, and it will offer the winner $5 million in cash. That's the largest single prize of any television show in history. In case you're not familiar, Mr. Beast's real name is Jimmy Donaldson. He started making YouTube videos when he was 13, and now at 25 has amassed a following of more than 300 million subscribers, more than anyone else on the platform. He's known for stunts like being buried alive for 50 hours and for combining internet shows with a charitable aspect, like rescuing 1,000 abandoned dogs. Forbes estimates him to have a net worth of $500 million. This new deal with Prime Video is said to be worth another $100 million. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever wish you had more time? I'm guessing for most of us, the answer is yes. And yet, the question is, what would you do if your time was unlimited? The best way to squeeze in those special things into your schedule is to actually know what's most important to you. Therapy can help you identify the things that matter and give you strategies to find that extra time in your life so you can do more of the things that fill your cup the most. And I can tell you from personal experience, this has a ripple effect across all aspects of your life. It's helped me feel like the best version of myself more often. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, so it's really convenient too. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, in a quest to replace rubber, James Wright accidentally invented what toy? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. As for last week's trivia question, what was Taylor Swift's first song to chart on the Billboard Hot 100? The answer is Tim McGraw. It was released in 2006 as the debut single from Swift's self-titled debut album. It's all about the idea that her long-lost love may think of her when he hears a specific Tim McGraw song on the radio. Swift apparently came up with the melody one day in high school math class, and soon after writing it, she secured her deal with Big Machine Records. Of course, since then, her career has exploded. Swift has the most number one albums by any woman in history. Her Eras Tour became the first tour to gross more than $1 billion. And just last month, she won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year for an unprecedented fourth time. Of course, she doesn't plan to stop here either. Taylor Swift's next album, The Tortured Poets Department, is set to be released exactly 1 month from today. All right, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app if you haven't already to help make sure you get new episodes for free each day. And check out thenewsworthy.com/insider if you want to support the show and get ad-free episodes. All right, we'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.